Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, saints. Hallelujah. He is good. His mercy does endure forever. Hallelujah. If you'll turn to Romans, the first chapter, and while you're turning there, I'll welcome those who are joining us at Christians Community Center, not just here in the sanctuary, but those that are tuning in on iChurch channels, English and Spanish. We welcome you. If you want to be connected and be a part of our ministry, please get in contact with us. Information should be on the website. We would love to hear from you. We are the Church for Truth Seekers. So if you desire to know the Savior at a deeper level, you can first start by getting to know him by his true Hebrew name, which is Yeshua. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible, please raise your hand and we will provide you with one. So the first chapter in Romans, and what I want to do is I want to take you to the 8th verse. Then I want to skip you down to the 18th verse, and we'll read that. And then I will tell you what I'm going to talk to you about today. Hallelujah. So if we read the first chapter of Romans, the 8th verse, and it says, first, I thank Yahweh through Yeshua, Mashiach, for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's the 18th verse. And we skip down to the 19th verse. It says, because that which may be known of Yahweh is manifest in them, for Yahweh hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. 21st verse. Because that when they knew Yahweh, they glorified him not as Yahweh, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. 22. Lastly, professing themselves to be wise. So when we're looking in the book of Romans and knowing that the book of Romans, the apostle was speaking to that church that was there. He was speaking to them church folk that were there. So the same church folk that were being spoken to then are the same church folk that he is speaking to today. Why? Because that was the church. Why today? Because you are the church. You're his children. You're a chosen generation. And so he had to speak to them on certain things. And when he, if you look at this in the tone that it is being shared in, he's doing some correction. And correction is needed when we get off course. And correction is supposed to bring us what? Back on course. And so as he was speaking to what he was trying to say to this group of people, he gave an example in the eighth verse. And if we go back to the eighth verse, he says, first. Say first. First. So before I get too far up into this, he says, first. And what was that first thing? I thank Yahweh through Yeshua Mashiach for you all. So the first thing that he did was he thanked Yahweh. And that seems to be a component that we tend to pass over. Especially, we're coming up on a holiday, but this is a holiday that should be observed every day of your life, because he just wants you to be thankful. We want to talk about created for Thanksgiving. That's what you are. Created for Thanksgiving. And the problem with this day and age, and it's so apropos that the apostle spoke on that. There's so many distractions in our lives, things that would try to keep us from doing and being who we are supposed to be. And then my sister gets up and she sings about total praise, total thanksgiving, total submission, no matter what. And so what the apostle was saying in the 21st verse was, because that when they knew God, do you know him? But then they glorified him not. They knew him, but they glorified him not. They knew him, but they did not give him the recognition and the glory, praise and the honor that they were supposed to be yielding. And in this day and age, too many times, that's us. We're that group of people who know him, but yet we're not glorifying him as Yahweh, and neither were they. That was the correction that needed to be made at that time, and unfortunately, that is the correction that needs to be made today, is that we're not thankful. We're not giving him the glory that he is worthy of, because it goes on to say, but became vain in their, what are those imaginations? Whole lot of stuff. Your thoughts, all the stuff that you get wrapped up in, stuff that you want to do and stuff that you think that's important. Instead of the God that created you, cleaned you up, picked you up, transformed your life, and set you on the right track. Does anybody know that God? Right? And so we become vain in our imaginations. We start serving ourselves. We set up ourselves as God. We set up a temple in our cars. We set up temples in our mirrors, in our bank accounts, in the stuff that we want to do. But yet we're not glorifying Him. Neither are we thankful. And it's sad because there are so many distractions. There's so many things that take us away from where we need to be. And because of that, their foolish heart was darkened. And the 22nd verse, professing themselves to be wise, but they became fools. And so what's going on is there was some stuff wrong with the world. And I'm saddened because there seems to be a coldness in the world. But that same coldness in the world seems to be creeping into the church. Like my sister said, we got to ask you to pray. It's not spontaneous. It's not because you acknowledged what He did for you, the Creator. We become callous. We take Him for granted. That's what He's supposed to be doing. Right? Some parents, deal with some parents in a program that I'm in sometimes, and they say, well, if the child is getting A's and stuff, they don't necessarily tell the child that they're doing well. I don't need to praise them for that. That's what they're supposed to be doing. But we're the same way. Yahweh does little things for us. Things that keep us going. Things that keep us encouraged. Things that let us know that He's still connected and still loving us, still blessing us. And we chalk that up to be, Yahweh, that's what you're supposed to be doing anyway. So therefore, we don't thank Him. There shouldn't be a moment that goes by where we're not thanking Him. And so, unfortunately, the people back there were doing that, forgetting to understand that you all up in your vain stuff that you want to do, but yet you're created to worship. You were created to praise. You were created to give Him thanks. And so if you turn to Ishayahu or Isaiah, we use the Hebrew names along with here because we enjoy going deeper, knowing more about our Savior. And so if you go to Isaiah or Yeshayahu, the 43rd chapter, let's talk about that. And it's interesting because sometimes when you talk about Thanksgiving, people say, oh, well, the holiday itself. Oh, well, that's a natural holiday, you know. Well, if you know your history, there were a group of people in the old world who were oppressed. They couldn't read the word. They were only getting certain sections, and they didn't have the freedom that you do. The word was during the Protestant Reformation. The word was suppressed, and they didn't have access to the word. And so they wanted to be free from that situation. So in 16-something, 20, I believe, they got on a ship called the Mayflower. And this group likened themselves as unto the children of Israel. They felt that they were leaving Egypt and they were going to the Promised Land. So they would always read that, the story of the children of Israel and Moses. And so when they made it to the new world, which is what we're standing on today, right? That was the promised land. And so they were so convinced by that that they all on their Bibles, they would put a picture of Moshe, and they would always read those verses about being delivered, about being delivered. So when they got here, they celebrated and they gave thanks. So really, what they were doing was based upon the Bible. A group of people that should have been thankful, but we know the story of the children of Israel. What happened? They did not praise him. They were not thankful, and they had to end up paying for it for 40 years. So the basis of being thankful has its roots in the Word. Tell your neighbor, know your Thanksgiving history. So don't say it's no pagan holiday and all this mess. Those people was thankful, and you people need to be thankful. And so when we look at Yeshayahu, the 43rd chapter, it says, But now thus saith Yahweh that created thee, O Yahakov, and he formed thee, O Israel. So he created and formed us. And he says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Yahweh is speaking to his children. And he says he has called you by his name. And how many of you know his name? You need to be thankful. That's something to be thankful for. If we're counting what to be thankful for, I've called thee by thy name and thou art mine. Who do you belong to? You belong to him. So therefore, there's a possession that takes place. He says, you are his. And if we really do what we're supposed to do, we're giving our life to him. We're submitting ourselves what? To him. And too many of us are taking our own life into our own hands, doing what we want to do. Instead of acknowledging the one who created us and the one who we belong to. And it says, thou art mine. Seventh verse. Let's go to the seventh says what? Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. And this is the neuter gender, as we spoke of earlier, which means that mankind, men and women, everyone that is called by his name, and he says, for I have created him or them for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. He made you. He formed you for the purpose of his glory. So therefore, if that's what he created you for, you're supposed to give him the glory that he deserves, because you were created to do just that. Your life is supposed to be an example of his glory. Right? So he's the reason why you sitting up here in your Gucci and your whatever you got on. Whatever it is, he's the reason why you got what you got. He's the reason why you sitting up here and breathing, and you were able to walk in here under your own power because of him. And when you start thinking about that, maybe you can appreciate the God that what you serve. Because there's some folks that can't walk in here. There's some folks that did not get up this morning. There's some folks that aren't able to have a roof over their head. There's some folks that's looking for the next meal. There's some folks that don't have no transportation. There's some folks that are in extremely bad health. But I don't see none of those folks up in here this morning. I see some people that were created for His glory. Some people that have a testimony. And so when we understand what we were created for, it makes a big difference. And so when we look here, I want to go take you to the 21st where it says, the 21st verse says, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." And so they had been created for praise. And then somewhere along the way, we lost it. It was gone. All of the things that he deserved, he wasn't getting. And so that's the reason why Yeshua had to come on the scene, to help redeem us. And so if you turn to Matthew, I don't know about you, but that hit me when he says we're supposed to show forth his praise. We're supposed to, our lives are supposed to be that. It should come out of our mouths. It should be in our body language. It should be in our lifting of the hands and all of that. Right? And so I want to take you to our example, Yeshua, who just basically came here to show us how to do this. And so if we look at Matthew, the 11th chapter, and I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to take you through this quickly because I want to make my point. Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 25th verse. And it says, at that time, do you see that? Are you with me? At that time, Yeshua answered and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes." Yeshua said what? "I thank you." Even him in all of his glory was still thankful. Still found moments to what? And he says, "I thank you. When is the last time you just spontaneously said, I thank you, Father?" Somebody said a few minutes ago. Guess what I found out? You can't thank him enough. You can't praise him enough. Sometimes we try to put time limits on it. Okay, I'm just going to give him this praise for 5 seconds. And so we like, come on, y'all know he's worthy of more praise than that. It's like, well, I already done clapped and my hands are spread. My throat is sore. But you should praise him until you fall out. Anybody just ever praised him until they just... Apostle said, yes, he has. Just praise him until you just pass out. He's worthy of that. And it says, so even Yeshua, the Almighty, yet praised the Father. So turn to Luke. And we're talking about Yeshua here. Luke, the 22nd chapter. No, wait. No, I'm sorry. Go to John. John, moving fast because it's already 1:36. What's up with the time today? Hallelujah. Okay, John 11. John 11 chapter. Johann in the 11th chapter. So as he did the things that he did, as he spoke to people, as he preached the gospel, as he went out here and performed miracles and whatever it was, we see he's kept the same mantra. He kept doing the same thing. So Johann in 11 says what? 41st chapter. John 11, 41. If you got it, say, I got it. Okay. Then they took away the stone. Okay, so when we're talking about took away the stone, where are we? Well, I believe we're where Lazarus was because they thought that he was dead. And so when they took away the stone for the place where the dead was laid, and Yeshua lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard. When was the last time you thanked the Father just because he heard you? He said something and what? You said something and he what? Heard, and he responded. So that means whatever your cry or whatever your call was or whatever your situation was, you lifted it up. And then he moved and manifested and did something. And sometimes I could thank him for the big thing that he did, or I could just thank him that he even heard me. Just for the hearing. Just for the hearing alone. He stopped and what did he do? He heard you. He heard you. He heard you. He heard, and he's still hearing you. So because he hears me when I tell him what I want and what I need, I want him to also hear me and hear my praise. I want him to hear my thanksgiving. Because I've got his attention. And since I've got your attention, I'm going to thank you. Somebody, while you got his attention, why don't you just thank him? Thank you. Thank you. I got your attention. And so, go to Matthew, the 15th chapter. You're not messing around, her. And if you got Matthew, the 15th chapter, let's go to the 36th verse. And if you got it, say, I got it. And he took the seven. Okay, so now we're dealing with the situation of feeding the multitudes. We ain't got enough food. We ain't got enough bread. We ain't got enough fish. But yet, we took the loaves, right? And the seven loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and broke them, and gave to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and you know the story, everybody was fed. All right, but what did he do? He took it and he gave thanks. So let me tell you, if you don't think you have enough, if you just think you got a little bit, just take it and thank him, and he'll make it into more. Anybody ever had a situation? I don't have enough. And so, because I ain't got enough, I'm going to complain about it. But do you think that's what they did? Come on. I wish I could have been in the conversation. You know, Yeshua was like, that's enough. And they was like, nah, brah.
These folks is hungry. And probably one of them said, I can eat 7 loaves myself. I mean, that's how y'all do. Y'all go to a restaurant, they put a plate in front of you, and you say, this ain't enough.
But if we are thankful, just like Yeshua's example, don't complain. Just open up your mouth, give thanks, and just send it up, and he'll make it enough. That's the God we serve. I remember Friday, right? The movie Friday. I shouldn't bring this in. But Smokey's mama. He said, that ain't enough. And she said, make it enough. Well, you know what? We serve a God that makes it enough. And that's enough for me to give him thanks. And so, go from there, and we want to go to Luke, 22nd chapter. I'm almost done, but I have to get through a little bit to kind of take you to where we need to be. Luke 22nd chapter, 17th verse. So, we thanked him. Who he was? Dr. Luke, 22. So we thanked him just for who he is. We're created to do that. When we realize that we don't have enough, we thank him. And then here, Luke 22, 17th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. Now, let me preface this for you. The Savior was just about to get offered up. He knew that he was going to die for you, y'all, us, me. And even in that moment, let's read what happens. He knew, and he took the cup and gave, stop. He took the cup. And then he what? You mean he gave thanks? Even though he knew what was up, let's read. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Yahweh shall come. 19th verse. And he took bread and gave thanks and break it. And gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed. So wait, before we go further, we just experienced it today. Body that's broken. He's telling. The blood that was shed. And he took those things and gave thanks. Even in this, people, in what you experience today, the opportunity to recognize the sacrifice that was made for you should have been worthy of thanksgiving. That you could partake. And even if you came in here unworthy, he said, examine yourself, get it right, and then still come and take it. What grace, what love, what mercy. You need to thank him for that. That's thanks, and we take that for granted. That's not what he's supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. And let's take it a step further, 21st verse. But behold, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table. So even if I'm in a situation, I know that adversity is coming. I know
that I'm sitting up here talking to the very person that will betray, has betrayed me. But yet, I still give thanks. He's right here in front of my face. Yet, I give thanks. He's sitting at the table. Yet, I give thanks. So even if you got adversity sitting at your table, even if you got a situation that has popped up, sitting right there in front of your face, give thanks. Give thanks. Because he knew that he was going to be, he knew he had to do this. Same thing with you. We know we got to go through something, but yet I praise him. Yet I will lift him up. Yet I will acknowledge him. Yet I know that he's going to bring me through. So my response is, yet praise him. Tell your neighbor, yet praise him. That means praise him anyway. Any hour, any situation, we should be thankful. If you only have a bologna sandwich,
thank you.
Because many a times that bologna tastes like steak.
Amen.
Cup of noodles.
Thank you.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Thank you.
Mayonnaise sandwich. Thank you. Do I got some thankful people in the house? No matter what. No matter what. Thank you. No matter what they say, thank you. No matter who's sitting at the table, thank you. Thank you. Thanksgiving. I was created to thank you. We're created to thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for my job. Thank you for my place to stay. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for my healing. Thank you. Hey. Even if it hasn't completely manifested yet, thank him, because it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You don't have to wait to praise him. Praise him right now. Get that praise on out there. You need something? Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Yay. Thank you. Praise you, Father. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let's just stand for a moment. Father, we lift our hands in praise. And in lifting our hands in praise, Father, we're showing that we thank you. You didn't have to love us. You didn't have to show your grace and your mercy, but you did. You did it anyway. Even when I was unworthy, we were unworthy. You still moved in our lives. And we're thankful. We can't thank you enough. So we lift these hands. We lift this voice. We won't take you for granted, because you did not have to move in our lives. You did not have to heal us when we needed it. You did not have to work in that situation. You didn't have to provide that job. You didn't have to provide this or that. But you even just heard us. We thank you for listening. We thank you that you're hearing us. And we won't find ourselves in a situation anymore where we're not giving you the praise. We're not acknowledging that you did move and that you did do something that, no matter how small or how big it was, you did it for us. And we're grateful, Father. And we just thank you. We worship you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift up your name, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And we're so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. And if you can say, I...